It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about the trap of outward appearances. I call it a trap because we might start out doing something with the best intentions, but over time we end up doing what is right, but for the wrong reasons. When that happens, our outward actions are no longer aligned with our heart. I think a perfect example of this when I refer to the scriptures is how the Pharisees behaved. So, you know, on the outside, they look like religious zealots, if you will. You know, they gave a tenth of everything they owned. They fasted regularly. Yet their heart, which is what God knows firsthand, was so unclean. In Matthew 23:27, it says the Pharisees are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but filled with impurities on the inside. However, in Matthew 5, Jesus gives the Sermon on the Mount. He's speaking to a large crowd, but he's also speaking directly to his disciples. He gives us the 8 Beatitudes in Matthew 5, and he shows us how our hearts should be aligned with our actions. He gives us 8. I'll share 2. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Today's scripture is Matthew 6:21. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Today, I'm going to take a moment to look closer at these 8 Beatitudes, and I'm going to take one maybe each day this week and just see how I can focus more to make sure that my heart is aligned with my actions. Finally, share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.